Hi, everybody. I'm Glenn Campbell.
You're not Glenn Campbell. I'm Glenn Campbell. From Hollywood for the Country Express for today's Army.
Met the girl I love in a town way down in Dixie beneath the stars up above. She was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the guitars played the Bonaparte Switcheroo.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard it from the immortal Glenn Campbell for today's Army, and that's the Bonaparte's Retreat. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us now a man who does voices, Charlie Bird. Charlie, you want to try to do Glenn Campbell?
I do what I can.
All right, let me hear it.
Hi, this is Glenn Campbell. Who was that?
That was Glenn.
Was that pretty close?
Well, it's close, but you're still too deep.
I see. I'll work on it.
All right, fine. How are you? I'm Gene Price from Hollywood with today's Army's Country Express. And for those of you who are wondering about a career...
I was wondering about a career. That's why I want to try to get off this turkey as soon as I can. I'm going back down to Petticoat Junction, Pierce. This ain't the life for me. People down there take it slow and easy.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we talk about it after we play this record right now? Let me just preface the song by saying, this is not, by my standard, a country record, but... The reason I'm playing is because all the leading trade magazines have listed this among the country charts, which means that I guess country stations across the entire nation and around the world are playing this as a country song because this lady's other two hit songs prior to this both were country. This is Olivia Newton-John, and I love you, I honestly love you.
Something to tell you that I never thought. trying to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm not trying to make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day. And you shouldn't blow the chance when you've got the chance.
Olivia Newton-John, and I love you, I honestly love you. That's nice, isn't it? Very pretty song. As I mentioned, the song prior to this was If You Love Me, Let Me Know, and before that was Let Me Be There. Both were very nicely country-flavored songs, if I say so myself. Got a question for you. Can a young man or woman get a good job in Europe in today's Army? Well, of course you can. Your local Army representative can give you a written guarantee for assignment in Europe or job training of your choice or both. Today's Army can make it happen for you in Europe. So call or visit your Army representative about your future. He'll help you join the people who have joined the Army. I would say this is about the second best song that Johnny Carver ever put together from 2 years ago. Here's Big John, and I Start Thinking About You.
I start thinking about you and get about halfway out of my mind. I wonder if you ever think about me too. Thinking about all the things you say and the things you like to do. Always thinking about just how much I love you. About you and get about halfway out of
Two-two-two-two-two. Ah, Johnny Carver. I start thinking about you, yes, and get lonely and whip out the old record album there and look through them. You ever notice that? When you go to somebody's house, if they like you, the thing that they always do is bring out the family album, you know, and people start looking through that. And they always make that same noise. Oh, gosh. I wonder if they go down to the police station and look at mug shots. Spot, look at the scar on his eye. Isn't that cute?
Oh, golly.
Well, anyway, we just a thought there occurred. From Johnny Carver, we're going to throw a song on you by this fella. This is about the most country record I've heard in a long time, and it's just got into the charts a few weeks back. I don't know if it's going to be a hit or not, but if you haven't heard it, you should. This is Mo Bamby and Honky Tonk Amnesia.
She'd be hurt if she knew I was drinking. 'Cause one's too much and 12 just ain't enough. She knows how it messes up my thinking, how it makes me look for someone else to love.
The immortal household word, Mo Bamby. What kind of a name is that? Mo, we're not poking fun at you, especially if you're in earshot of this record, because you're a little bigger than I am. Matter of fact, I don't tangle with anybody who's any taller than 5 feet and weighs more than 100 pounds.
And that's right. And, of course, that's just the women. Now, the men, we don't want to mess around with any biggies, right?
That's
right. You can't say that again.
I guess the engineer wasn't listening. I said, we don't want to mess around with any biggies. Just, I think, I had to raise my voice there. I think this guy may be a distant cousin to Beethoven.
Well, we don't know. It's possible. Jay, we got a song for you now with a lady who is, does a lot of recording duet-wise with Hank Williams Jr. And she's got a good single going for her. And she's a very talented gal. This is Lois Johnson.
Come on. You in and love you all I can. afraid to let you know how much I love you so.
Isn't pretty, Lois Johnson, and come on in and let me love you. Got a question for you, as we do from time to time. Ever heard of a job that pays you a $1,500 or $2,500 bonus to start? No way, not with today's tight market. But today's Army offers cash bonuses to high school graduates who choose any one of 25 jobs, special jobs for special people. Jobs in the field of electronics, mechanics, and communications. Now, best of all, you'll have time to enjoy your cash bonus with today's Army's 30 days paid vacation a year, plus free housing and food and free health and dental care. So if you're a person who likes to use your head as well as your hands, you can get your future on the right track with skill training and a cash bonus. All you need to do is just get full details on the 25 special jobs and $1,500 or $2,500 bonus from your nearest Army representative. He can put you in touch with your future today, so join the people who have joined the Army and get a cash bonus, too. Check it out real soon. All right, Mr. Clark, here's Roy Clark. Pretty song. It's been around for a long time. It took a long time for it to finally catch on. This is The Great Divide.
Last night I passed the point of caring anymore. Just like a weight was lifted from my shoulders. And all at once I'm past the point of any more concern for love that every day keeps getting colder. The love we had for one another deep inside has died. Here we stand across the great divide. We cross the great divide, and there's no turning back. We're like two rivers flowing different ways. We never were together, only side by side. Now here we stand across the great divide. You'd probably try once more if I'd give in, and so would I. But what's the use when love's no longer there? We'd use our best tomorrows building castles in the sand. Then too late, we'd find the shore was bare. One by one, we'd kill each chance of keeping love alive. And there we'd stand across the great divide. We'd cross the great divide, and there's no turning back. Side by side. Now here we stand across the great divide. Here we stand across the great divide.
Roy Clark from hee-haw fame and many other records, too, and that's The Great Divide. We have time for one more. We're going to go out with a little instrumental, Little Lies of Jane. Mac McGahan, Little Lies of Jane. Hey, guys, listen, if you're the outdoor type who likes to work with men and machines as you learn and develop your leadership abilities, today's Army has a job for you. Find out about the challenge and responsibility available with the Army's Combat Arms Enlistment option from your local Army representative. Now, do something for yourself and your country when you join the people who have joined the Army. That'll just about do it for the Country Express today with Gene Price, Willard W. Willard, Leonard Finsterwald, and all the guys. We'll see you in about 1 week. Thank you for listening. Take care. Goodbye. God bless. Hang in there, and above all, stay loose. Look out for number one, and we'll see you in 1 week. Hi, how are you? I'm Gene Price from Hollywood for today's Army, and this is the Country Express, and this is Mr. Hoyt Axton, and boy, has this guy lost weight. Look at those fingers.
My, they're bony.
Yes.
Rain coming down from the roof won't hold it. Well, I lost my job, and I feel a little older. Car won't run, and I look grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better.
Clothes need washing and the fire won't start. Kids all crying and you're breaking my heart. Whole damn place is falling apart. But maybe things will get a little better. Maybe things will get a little better.
Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers. As long as I remember, well, I get a little money, I gotta run and spend it. When I try to save a pretty woman, come and take it, say, maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bone. Fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bone.
me see this. This is Count Dracula. Ha, ha, ha. I always get bony fingers. When do you usually get the bony fingers, Count? Usually around sunrise. Ha, ha, ha. Ah, there was one of my other counts, too. That was Count Down. Well, thank you, Count. Here we are today.
This is certainly the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, Groucho, we didn't mean to catch you in the middle there. Anyway, how are you? I'm Gene Price on the Country Express, and it's all for today's Army, and we've got a lot of country music to play for you. Here is one of the best songs by one of the very best country artists, Ray Price.
Soft as a gentle summer rain, dancing lightly on my window pane. That's a feeling when she touches my face, and I'm caught up in the magic of her warm, loving ways. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing. And when she quietly whispers my name, rockets explode inside my brain. It's like I'd never touched her before, and I guess that's what makes me want to touch her all the more. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing. Once you've turned a certain page in life, the fireworks just seem to disappear. She takes me back to the first stage in life, and with her it's like the 4th of July, each day of the year. And in a world where people constantly change, somehow she's kept our world the same. Or maybe it just seems that way to me, 'cause love can make a man see the things he wants to see. But I still can't help feeling once again, it's like the first time thing.
Ah, there he is with a name like that. I ask you, fans, can he be all bad?
You mean Ray?
No, I meant Price.
Well, yes, he could. As a matter of fact, my name is Willard W. Willard, and I'm the social director on this bomb. Let me just say this right now. On behalf of the young men and women in today's Army, I sincerely mean this. I hope you're having a terrific holiday season. I hope that you got a big old bird in there just staring at you off the table.
Well, that's right. How's your bird?
Not bad. How's your bird?
Well, not bad. Well, anyway, we cleared that up, I guess. Anyway, this is the Country Express, and I hope you are having a good time through the holiday season. We're going to take you back now, I'd say about 11 years ago, if my memory serves me correctly. I think this was about a 1963 hit for the late Patsy Cline, and certainly one of the better records that she did. Willie Nelson wrote this song. It was a monster. It's called Crazy.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
Patsy Cline, and from 1963, unfortunately, that was the same year that her very talented life was taken from us in that tragic plane crash, 1963, and a big record called Crazy. You're with Gene Price, and this is the Country Express, and here's a fella from Fresno, California, weighs over 300 pounds, and he's got a biggie going for him here. She burnt the little roadside tavern down.
Oh, she burnt the little roadside tavern down. From home, those many nights of getting stoned to go. This is what she had to say: man, you'd better stay away, or I'll burn up the little tavern down someday. She burned the little roadside tavern down, the only one for miles and miles around. I saw many eyes of pleasure tumble down. Burn the little roadside tavern down. It was there I had my freedom all night long, but she'd always fuss and say I'd done her wrong. She said, man, you'll never learn, just step back and watch burn. And now that little roadside tavern's gone. She burned the little roadside tavern down, the only one for miles and miles around. I saw many eyes lit tumble down when she burned the little roadside tavern down. She burned the little roadside tavern down, the only one for miles and miles around. I saw many eyes lit tumble down.
She burned the little roadside tavern down.
Thank you, Johnny. That's Johnny Russell, except for the real good part on the end, and that was me. And that's called She Burned the Little Roadside Tavern Down. I'm trying to think when that was done. It was done years ago as a single, but I know it's been in a couple of the top recording artists' albums. Loretta Lynn had it in one of her albums, I guess, about a year or two back. But it's a good record, and it's doing kind of nicely. Can you imagine? He and Kenny Price, I would say, are the two biggest stars, literally, physically, in country music, because both of them go over 300 pounds, which is, you know, Johnny's got a nice goatee, one of those Abe Lincoln-type beards, and, I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name that I'm for a loss for words.
Don't say anything, Pierce. You're doing real good. The quieter you keep it, the better we like it on the show here.
Oh, is that right?
Hey, there's some guy outside with a stogie. That thing must be 15 feet long.
Now, come on now.
Well, it's one of them long jobs. He's out there and he's...
Come in.
This is certainly the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I hate to wait outside.
Well, listen, Groucho G., it's nice to have you. Anything you wanted to say in particular?
Well, I certainly do. I just like to remind everybody, the young men and women of today's Army are wishing that you're having a wonderful holiday season, and I certainly feel the same way, too, about that.
You know, we don't see enough of you anymore in nightclubs or TV. Any reason for that?
Well, there certainly is. You see, my agent is a very sick person. Very sick. He's a sadist, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, sadist? How do you mean that?
Well, I ask you, who would book into the same dressing room Peg Leg Bates and Chomp the Wonder Beaver? The guy, Ed was Fenneman there, a little bit late. He always was. Well, listen, I'm certainly going to leave you, and I'd like to hear a Satan's song, if you would, please.
Well, we'll do the best we can. Any particular one?
Yes, I like the song, I Wouldn't Want to Live If You Didn't Love Me, and I certainly say this, I hope you guys have a nice holiday.
I'm sure I will.
And I will, too.
One answer from the two of you, please.
All right, fine. Well, you take off, and we'll catch you later.
Boy, I don't know where he buys them stogies. Them things are bad news.
Here's Don Williams. I Wouldn't Want to Live If You Didn't Love Me.
Sometimes you may think I take you for granted. And granted, sometimes maybe I do. 'Cause I've grown so used to you lying next to me. That I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me. No, I wouldn't want to get up in the morning if you weren't there to kiss me and start my day off right. And to be waiting when I get home with love and just for me. No, I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me. It's love that makes the world go round, and my love for you just grows with leaps and bounds. 'Cause you know just what to do when the world has turned all blue. And I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me.
Isn't that pretty? One of the prettiest songs I think hit the country music charts a long time. Don Williams, who hails from the thriving metropolis of Floydada, Texas. How's that?
Why must you always be a name dropper?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, that song, as I mentioned, has been on the charts, I guess as long as any, for a long, long time. I guess about 3 or 4 or 5 months, perhaps. But he is part of the group, and if I never mentioned this before, I'll just sort in right now. Known as the Pozo Seco Singers, and they were together. They had a big record back in 1966. It was kind of a folk song, done very pretty. It was called Time. And I've forgotten the gal's name, but there were two guys and a gal who comprised the group, and they have gone their separate ways. And, of course, Don now is just doing strictly country things and doing really super, too. One of my people, one of my very favorite people, I'm mad, is Johnny Carver, and he's got a heck of a record here. Don't tell that sweet old lady of mine certain things. All right, Johnny.
Found it in the river 'cause my raincoat floats, and the judge declared me legally dead and gone. Well, I was up to here with bills and things. Lord, they were repossessing everything, so I repossessed myself and I moved on. Jump in the river.
maneuver and take his life. Be discreet if you should meet the sweet lady of mine. I bought a fake mustache and a dirty old hat, and went to where my funeral was at. Like to pull the hair off my leg to keep from busting my side. Now the preacher said, Lord, take this coat, so when it rains in heaven, Johnny won't get soaked. And the blind boy sang, sweet Jesus, and we all cried.
Shall we gather at the river?
Now, if you happen to run into my old lady, just shake your head and tell her it's a shame.
That's the band right there, Johnny Carver, who's really got a good record on his hands. He had a monstrous hit of a song called, Tie Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. You folks all remember that song.
I remember that one. Hey, there's a guy outside who wants to come in and say a word.
We'll send him on in. You know, we're very casual here on the... My gosh, you know who? You remind me, when I look at you, so much of George Burns, you know, especially with that cigar.
Listen, I just want to say this. I always enjoyed coming on the show and saying a few words on behalf of the Army. Because, you know, I've been around, I've played a lot of Army bases. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a good Army crowd, I always say. I just want to say, from all of us to all of you young men and women in today's Army, hope you're having a terrific holiday season. I'm going to have to run along Jack Benny's buying for the first time in history.
Well, thank you, George. Come see us again. We're going to have to get out of here. Here's Marty Robbins to take us out and story of the big rodeo queen.
Gather round, cowboys. Tell you a tale, story that's hard to be told, of a trick-riding cowgirl we loved and were called the queen of the big rodeo. Wherever she went, she was always acclaimed as the greatest of trick-riding girls. Perfection and beauty were hers all alone. She was strictly the best in the world. Cowboys and cowgirls remarked of her charm and the smile that brightened the world. Admired and chosen by many a man as the best of the trick-riding girls. One night in Houston the crowd was so big, there was 45,000 or more. She had just about finished her act for the night. One more trick the crowd waited for. A dangerous trick at the horse's full speed, a trick that had never been tried. Cowboys and cowgirls both knew if she failed, if she fell, she could easily die. The ride was perfection and almost complete. Suddenly something went wrong. The cinch gave away and she lost control, and at full speed she fell to the ground. Not one muscle moved as she lay where she fell. She's unconscious, one bronchbuster said. But the doctor removed any doubt from our minds when he said the young cowgirl was dead. Not one living soul in the crowd made a move. They all knew that something was wrong. As they took her away from the place where she lay, they knew the young cowgirl was gone.
Marty Robbins here, big rodeo queen. Hey, it's time to go. I just want to say once again, season greetings to everyone from the men and women in today's Army. We're going to catch you again very shortly here on the Country Express with more of the best country sounds. Again, from Gene Price personally and from Willard W. Willard and all the guys, we want to say season greetings, too. Take care. Goodbye. God bless. We'll see you in about 1 week. Hang in there and look out for old number one.